All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. Coming in next, Ryan Koenig, senior fisheries biologist with the DNR. We'll get an update on the sturgeon spearing season. I'm wondering now, the DNR said earlier this week it was probably going to go the entire 16 days. I'm wondering if it's going to be cut off early, not because the cap is reached, but because the shanties have to come off the lake. We're talking about 60 degrees this weekend. And the warm, it's been above normal for the last several days. So we'll find out. Final segment of the show, Jay Heck, the director of Common Cause in Wisconsin, the government watchdog group, will join us on the program. Fond du Lac County has a new emergency management director, and we thought it would be a good idea to introduce her to the public. She's worked for Fond du Lac County for a number of years in the dispatch center, had a number of leadership roles there, and she has been, and she can correct me if I'm wrong, the director of communication. She's also served as interim emergency management director since Jim McNabb retired in December. She is Bobby Hicken. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. Did you start in dispatch? Were you a dispatcher?
I was. I started actually in North Fond du Lac as a dispatcher, consolidated with the city of Fond du Lac, and then consolidated with the county.
Who was the chief at the time? Larry Wodak?
Yes.
Larry Wodak.
Yes. So I started in 97. So.
Okay.
So yeah, I've been dispatching since then, been involved in emergency management since 2011.
Right. All right. And so you replaced Jim I'm on the LEPC committee. I didn't even know Jim McNabb retired. I knew he probably wasn't going. I think we had talked before that he was planning on retiring within the year, but he retired in December.
Yes, he did.
Is he still in Fond du Lac, or is he?
I believe so. I haven't had an opportunity to check in with him recently, but
all right. And so they said, take over.
Yes.
All right. So now you actually have two titles, Director of Communications and Emergency Management combined.
Correct. Yes.
There was a time, I want to say back in the early 90s, when the county eliminated full-time emergency management. Do you remember that?
I was not involved in emergency management.
You probably weren't. Yeah, you weren't. I don't know if you were.
I was dispatching at the time, but yeah. I wasn't.
And I think it was before the Oakfield tornado, but there were enough county.
No, it was definitely after the Oakfield. Oh, I'm sorry.
When it was part time and there were enough county board supervisors, it was a cost cutting move, but there were enough county board supervisors to realize how important it is to have a full time director of emergency management, because there's emergency weather situations, but emergency management covers a whole lot more area than just that.
Absolutely. Yes, emergency management has, the big things that we look at in emergency management is the preparedness, mitigation, response, and recovery. We need to prepare the community for an event, a disaster, anything like that. We work with municipalities to ensure that they have plans and they know what to do and they're able to handle it. Also after disasters, a lot of paperwork, a lot of things that we have to go through, so we assist the municipalities with that. Work with our responders, and yes, it is a big job. We do have two full-time staff that work just in emergency management. I am 50% because I do have the two titles. I oversee emergency management and dispatch, but we do have a great staff that works very hard at ensuring that all of our emergency management needs are met.
One of the things that emergency management, at least at the meetings that I go to, talks about on a regular basis is hazardous materials, and the hazardous materials that industry in Fond du Lac County have on site.
Absolutely.
What is the reasoning behind knowing that, having a list, an inventory, if you will, in case there's an emergency, in case there's a spill, first responders know what they're getting into?
Absolutely. We have communication with approximately 125 facilities in Fond du Lac County that do have some quantity of hazardous materials. That information is shared with the responders, with the fire departments, our person that handles all of those. really does a great job of educating those that need to, and make sure that if a fire department has to go on site, that they're able to do it. We also work to have trainings for all of our responders for hazardous materials, make sure that they're not going somewhere that they shouldn't go, or being able to identify the different things. So that's a very important component, and we make sure that we work on that very hard.
Do you feel as though the industries are in Fond du Lac County are generally cooperative with emergency management when it comes to reporting what they have, or even reporting when there may be an incident?
Absolutely. The person that does that, Shelley Brown Giebel, she has been doing it for a long time and has really great relationships with those facilities, which is very important. And yes, I do believe we have a great partnership with them.
And that's important. And talk a little bit about this, because I think at the last LEPC meeting, not the one last week, but the one last fall.
Not the one you missed.
Not the one I missed. I was asleep. Last fall, we watched, I think it was like a 3-hour movie. But there was an incident that they highlighted about a chemical facility, and I can't remember where it was, where they had a spill and the first responders didn't know what it was, and it exploded.
Absolutely.
And it was that's why it's important. If they had known that going in, they would have cleared out the area probably blocks and wouldn't have gone in there.
Absolutely. That was in Texas. That was the chemical or the fertilizer plant. And the responders weren't aware, the citizens weren't aware, the community wasn't aware. And that is very much what the LEPC works to do, is make sure that all of those components are met and we are safe as a community.
Are you confident that if there is an incident that these businesses will immediately report, or will they try to clean it up themselves without telling anybody?
No, I do believe that they work very hard at making sure they're compliant and that they are doing the right thing. And they are able to handle a lot of things themselves. They still have to report it to us. But if they cannot handle it and they ask for help, we're making sure we get the people there.
All right. Now, everybody that comes in new as in emergency management has ideas of their own. Do you have kind of a vision, a plan of what you want to do? Are there any changes you want to implement? Are there any areas, specific areas you want to focus on?
Absolutely. Before Jim left, he did start really having great dialogue with our municipal emergency management directors. And I really look to keep that dialogue going, keep communicating with them, making sure, as I said, they are prepared for everything. I also want to make sure, and this is where I'm going to rely on you also, mm-hmm. is I want to get out in the public and make sure that our public is aware of what they need to do in an emergency, and really have that public outreach very, very much to educate everybody, to talk to the schools. And I really want to get out there and get emergency management a very well-known topic and make sure everyone is prepared.
Well, we'll do that. And it's not just, during severe weather season, you're going to be on the radio. Hopefully we won't have any severe weather, but if we do, our listeners will hear you on the radio, keeping people informed. And people, they are, even in this day and age of social media, maybe it's even more important now for people when there is an emergency, whether it's a weather emergency, to listen to the radio to know what's going on.
Absolutely,
the accurate information instead of the fake news that sometimes it's not. It's people sometimes maybe don't have it right, and so it's important to get the accurate
Absolutely.
Information.
Yes, and that is one of the public outreach that we need to make sure that people are going to credible sources to get that information, so they are reacting appropriately to whatever the situation is. And yes, social media is, of course, one of those things that people, we have all the different reporters that know more than we do.
Yeah. All right. Bobby Hicken, the new Fond du Lac County Director of Communications and Emergency Management. And just for the listeners, I've known Bobby for years. You're going to do a great job. You are the perfect choice for this position.
Thank you.
So looking forward to working with you on whatever happens emergency-wise, hopefully very few things.
Hopefully it'll be much more on the planning and preparedness portion of it.
All right. All right. Very good. Bobby, thanks for stopping by. A pleasure having you on the show, and best of luck in your new job.
Thank you, Greg.